The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Students who are poor, Black, and Latino in Virginia are increasingly isolated, attending schools with other students like themselves. That's according to the Commonwealth Institute. Chris Duncombe analyzed state data on public schools.
So we classified schools as either being high poverty or low poverty. And school divisions that have high percentages of students of color and school divisions with low percentages of students of color.
And then Duncombe counted up the schools that were both, 136. That's a 60% jump from a decade ago.
The big issue here is that efforts at the local school division level to really proactively balance and diversify schools have fallen off. So we know that this is a challenge, but we're not really working against it.
One way to work against it is to make cities and their suburbs one large school district where students don't necessarily go to the closest school. Experts say that's worked in cities like Chattanooga, Charlotte, and Louisville. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.